In our last episode, Dr. Rich, the head of internal medicine at Myra Crossroads Memorial, the heart specialty hospital where they live and die by the motto, "We fix broken hearts." The young and handsome intern, Dr. Clark, and Nurse Pam had all fallen out of a hospital window. On that patio, 2 1/2 stories below, their love triangle exploded with harsh words and an even harsher physical altercation. All three were admitted to Myra Crossroads Memorial. Diagnosed with short-term amnesia, each forgot the previous episodes of love, secrets, and conflicts. Fortunately, they all retain perfect, or not-so-perfect, knowledge of their medical professions. Upon recuperation, we now join Dr. Rich, intern Clark, and Nurse Pam as they prep a patient for surgery. Nurse Pam, I've forgotten how lovely you are. Now please prepare the...
Dr. Rich, there you are. I came as soon as I was summoned. How soon until...
I didn't summon you yet, intern Clark.
But I did, Doctor. You seem to have trouble concentrating, and I didn't want you to get into trouble, darling.
Well, that's terribly unprofessional, Nurse. You shouldn't be calling me darling in front of my boss. Besides, we haven't even...
All right, that's enough. Haven't even what?
Oh, look! It's time to start the operation. And we haven't even...
Haven't what?
Finished prepping the patient, that's what. He's not even died yet.
Of course he hasn't died. Rich would never allow that to happen in his operating room, would you, darling?
I meant washed in betadine. Stained orange, you know. Dyed a different color.
Oh! You mean scrubbed.
Oh, you're scuffed! You're scrubbing the skin off of me! Oh!
See, here's a little trick they taught us in doctor school. You open this end and you blow right into their...
Oh, like a balloon! Sweet, then what?
Why, then they're easier to...
Oh, it's getting away! Quick, run after it! Oh, the finance department's gonna have my head if I lose another glove. Everyone knows gloves come in pairs. I mean, hello? One is useless.
It's over here.
Oh, where's my mask? I can't go on without my mask.
The patient deserves our complete attention, people. This is no time for nonsense. Nurse Pamela, you know I'm the only one who knows how to tie your mask just the way you like it once you find it.
I'm so confused. Doctor?
Yes?
We must do something with the patient. Hurry up.
Sir? Ma'am? Can you hear me? Doctor, this patient is unconscious. I cannot confirm his... or her identity.
Oh.
Don't be ridiculous. You there, Janitor Steve, you cleaned this patient's room earlier, did you not? This is the correct patient?
Aye. Of course this is the correct patient. What do you expect?
Doctor, I think that the patient is ready now.
Of course. Today we are performing a complete heart bypass. That's what we do here at Myra Crossroads Memorial Hospital. Fix broken hearts. Places, everyone. Scalpel. You have perfect technique, my dear.
Well, thank you, Doctor. You know, I did win the second annual Myra Crossroads Memorial Hospital Operation Tournament. I took the bread basket out of his midsection without any buzzing of the...
I meant Nurse Pam!
Oh.
Well, that looks like just about enough. We've saved another life. Nurse? Intern?
Oh, right, sir. Yes. Yes, I believe we have. Haven't we, Nurse Pam?
Well, if you believe it, then I do too.
Clark, you close while I take the lovely Nurse Pam out for a well-deserved slice of cheesecake and a latte.
Goodbye, intern Clark. You were so brave today. You were better than when you took out the bread basket. I'll see you soon, won't I?
Come along, dear. Mustn't interrupt a man's work.
Oops! Oh, my foot.
See what I mean? You don't belong with that Butterfingers. A man like him could never appreciate how difficult it is to tie things while gloved.
But
especially boxing gloves.
Oh, but you're such a good teacher, Doctor. He could really use someone like you.
He'll never be as good as me, no matter who teaches him. I'm the head of internal medicine, and I'll always know exactly what I'm doing. After all, I'm a professional doctor as opposed to an amateur. But for you, my love, I'll teach him. Yes, I'll teach him.
I've stitched myself to the patient. I gotta use the bathroom. Anyone got a scissors?
I'll certainly be happy to teach that young pup a thing or two. Yes, I will. But what? His suturing abilities are useless. I really shouldn't even allow him in the operating room. And he's a menace with the bone saw. What does Nurse Pam think I can do with him? Short of break every bone in his right hand. Yes. Well, we all have to learn sometime. But how? I'll just sleep on it tonight.
Good morning, Doctor. Did you have a restful night?
Not at all. I had a lot on my mind.
Oh, anything I can help you with, darling?
Or me, boss?
Where did you come from?
Where were we just now, nurse?
The cafeteria.
Right. We were studying. It was my overnight shift. Then we had breakfast.
Ah, so you're on your way out then, are you? Let me...
We better follow him, intern. Poor Dr. Rich hasn't been himself lately. I blame us.
But what can we do? I've seen the dark side of Dr. Rich, and it isn't pretty. What if he takes revenge?
Dr. Rich wouldn't hurt a fly, much less me.
Surely you know that I'd never do anything to hurt you either. May I call you Pam, darling?
Oh, that's so, so wonderful. I love the sound of Pam, darling. Although it reminds me of that movie with the dogs. And I'll call you Steve.
But my name isn't Steve.
Doctor, there you are.
Yes, Jones, you summoned me? What is it? I'm quite busy, you know. And I just found out Nurse Pam has been seeing intern Clark in the cafeteria.
This is serious. Nurse Sarah discovered a missing scalpel during inventory.
That can't be. That was the scalpel I was planning to use on my next patient. Just as soon as I called him in for a consultation.
Nurse Sarah is prepping the patient now for exploratory surgery. The x-rays were inconclusive.
A man can't live with a scalpel in his heart. There's proof for you. The patient's still alive. He can't be harboring my favorite scalpel. That instrument was imported from Europe. I call him... Buddy. He cost me a fortune, a quadruple bypass. Why, I could sue. No one gets away with taking my buddy away from me.
Oh, there you are, Doctor. Is everything all right?
I should say not. The patient has stolen my favorite scalpel, the one I was planning to use to teach intern Clark.
Oh, Doctor, you're not going to do anything foolish, are you?
Nurse Pam, assist Nurse Sarah in preparing the patient for exploratory surgery. And get the laser ready. It's time we used our new technology. Ah, here we are. Music, Nurse Pam. Not that tune. Play our song. Janitor Steve, you missed a spot on the floor. Right there. Where intern Clark is going to stand while we that's the problem.
The laser is ready, Doctor. I just have to plug it in. I'm just waiting for intern clock.
There you are, intern. Right on time. You see, I know what you've done, and I'm going to take care of you. You cannot get away with your sick affair. No one gets away with having breakfast with Nurse Pam. No one. Nurse Pamela, darling, plug us in.
Ow.
Hold it right there, Nurse Sarah. We have another situation.
Oh, no. Not again.
I'm afraid so. I was standing over here, outside the clean zone, so Janitor Steve and I were spared. There may be stray voltage.
Are they going to be all right?
Only time will tell. They appear to be breathing.
Do you think they'll suffer brain damage?
How could we tell? It's your turn to call for help.
Yes, ma'am. What about the patient?
We'll take care of him later. You know what to do, Janitor Steve.
Ay-yi-yi-yi, not again. Will they ever learn that love is so messy?
Join us again for another exciting adventure of As the Neuron is Lost, the continuing adventures of love and life-saving at Myra Crossroads Memorial Hospital, the heart specialty hospital whose motto is, We Fix Broken Hearts. Will Dr. Rich find his missing favorite scalpel? Can Nurse Pam find love and happiness with a man whose buddy is missing? How does Janitor Steve find the right words to every situation? Is intern Clark's hair real?
Good stuff, that antler's moose. You gotta try it. Here, I keep a can in my lab coat.
This has been a production of Frequency Radio Theater.